Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh,
praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but she sung about Jesus being the sweetest name she ever known. Hallelujah. You were listening to a medley of praise by Pamela Mann. Amen. We like to greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Once again, we welcome you to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection where we are empowering souls for destiny. How many know we have a destiny to pursue, and that destiny is in Christ Jesus? Amen. I pray each and every one of you had a blessed and beautiful, wonderful, glorious weekend. Amen. We're back on this line to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the gospel, we all know it is the good news. It is the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. We're excited each and every day that we have an opportunity to come on this line and share this good news with you. Amen. Somebody didn't cross over. Somebody didn't make it this day, but I thank God because he renewed his mercies upon each and every one of us. And for that, we can say thank you. How many are grateful? Grateful to be in the land of the living. And if you're grateful, then guess what? You should be excited about sharing this news. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about your experiences. Tell somebody how God made a way out of no way. Amen. Encourage someone else. Amen. The Bible tells us after we have been strengthened to look, to go back. We owe it to God to go back and strengthen someone else and to give them some hope and let them know that it ain't over till God says it's over. Amen, amen. We're just so thankful for each and every one of you tuning in. We thank God for all of our Facebook friends, our Twitter friends. We thank you for tuning in to our YouTube channel where these messages are downloaded every day or every other day. Amen. So if you have an opportunity to minister on this broadcast, we certainly will have you on our YouTube channel. Amen. If you have any prayer reports or praise reports or any prayer requests that you would like for us to honor and share with our listening audience and also our prayer warriors and intercessors, we invite you to email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com, or you can still write to us at Post Office Box 5702, and that's still Stockton, California. Amen. We're going to be transferring everything over, hopefully by mid-June. Amen. So we're looking forward to that. By way of announcements, we want to thank each and every one of you all that have sponsored a young lady, a young man, to attend this father-daughter conference that will be held in New Orleans next month on June 19th and 20th. Pastor R.C. Blakes is the host pastor. Amen. And Friday was the deadline, but they've extended it another week, so you still have time. The registration is only $45. Amen. And it's a good investment to invest in a young lady and a young man that can get some valuable information on how to lead and guide a productive life. Amen. And how to share what they've learned with someone else. Amen. How many know that our children are bleeding every day? You're hearing something about murder in the street. You're hearing something about rape or all terrorist threat. All kinds of atrocities are happening in our land. And it's up to us, amen, to try and point them in the right direction. Amen. So you still have time for that. Also, we want to continue to remind you about our upcoming citywide crusade that will be held here in New Orleans, Louisiana, where we'll be launching our ministry here in New Orleans. That's September the 4th, 5th, and 6th. And we're looking for all of our radio listeners and all of our supporters of this ministry to come now with this citywide crusade. We will be canvassing and going out into the community, witnessing to souls. Amen. We're not looking for it to come and minister to one another, but we're looking for some souls. The Bible says the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. So we're looking for our supporters and all of our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus to come down and go into the communities and flood this city. Amen. And let them know that there is some people that are holding up the bloodstained banners. Their banner. There is some people that are still talking about Jesus. Amen. So mark your calendars, September the 5th, 4 through the 6th, amen, and the weather will have cooling off some. So we're looking for you all to come down and help celebrate with us and help also in this crusade. Uncle Alfred, Bishop Alfred Singleton, our former presiding bishop of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith, will be there with us. Pastor Beatrice, Sister T, Minister Billy Burns and her husband. We're looking for Prophetess Darlene Davis to come down also, Minister Aaron Singleton, Dr. Winston Singleton. Oh, God, we're going to flood this city. Pastor R.C. Blakes, amen. We're Apostle Anthony Hill, we're looking to have a glorious time. But again, we're concerned about souls. Amen. And that's what God is concerned about. He's not concerned about us filling up a cathedral. He's not concerned about us filling up a seat. He's interested in souls. Amen. Souls being delivered, souls being set free. Amen. Amen. So once again, we're continuing on with our subject. We're flowing over from last week, healing for our issues. How many know that we need healing for our issues? We're still dealing with some issues, some unresolved issues. Amen. And we have women and men of God that are efficient and that are anointed in this area that can tell us, amen, how to be healed for those issues that we're dealing with on an everyday basis. Amen. So we have a wonderful, wonderful speaker for you today, and I tell you, he's no novice. Amen. He's a young man that loved the Lord. Amen. He's a husband. He's a father. He's an anointed minister that is preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus. Amen. But before we go to him, we're going to ask Minister Aaron Singleton if he's able to open up with the word of prayer for us today, and then we're going to get right on with our speaker and the message for this hour. Amen. Minister Aaron, are you able to pray?
Yes, I knew you was going to get. Yeah, I'm able to pray. I knew you was
going
to get.
Amen. Open up
thank
with the
you,
word
Jesus.
Of prayer for us.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Dear my heaven, oh God, right now, let your blood prevail right now. Bind every stronghold, every demonic, every situation that's not like you, God. Bless my cousin, oh God. Touch his heart, touch his mind, touch his spirit. Let him teach and preach the message, oh God. Use him like never before. I know the enemy trying to attack him. Oh, God, I want to speak that message, God, but he's so excited about you, Jesus, through your work and your vineyard, because without faith, it's impossible to please you, God. Bless souls to be delivered and get saved.
Yes.
Be saved, Lord God, in these last evil days. Not even just on this website right here, on out of the website, God. Everything off the broadcast, God. Let people hear it and teach it what he's talking about, God, and let him take his time, God. Let not his heart be troubled. Let him take his time. What the enemy meant for evil, you meant for
hallelujah.
Good. Jesus, these last and evil days. Work a miracle out for him, Lord God. Bless
hallelujah.
His mind, bless his spirit. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we want to rejoice and be glad. Because without you, we can't do nothing. Faith without works is dead.
Lord
and some things going to be free. Lord, I thank you. You blessed me today. You helped me to fast. And you helped me to pray.
Yes,
just
God.
To get on this line, God. And I had to, oh, God, let your will be done. We pray right now. Bless Bernard, my cousin. Bless her number one broadcast, oh God. Even the crusade, oh God. Bless souls to be saved, God.
Yes,
our family
God.
To get healed. Every situation that we're going through in Jesus' holy name. Oh God, I know you got a message for him, God. And I know he's about to say something, but God, change his message around. Change it, oh God, and let use him like a vessel like you never used him before. In Jesus' name, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Amen. 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 Wow. That's a powerful prayer. So we able to go forward. Ah, glory
that's
to God.
Right, that's right.
In
thank
the
you,
name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's
we
right.
thank
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. 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 So we're going to get right on into the message. As I said, Minister Elder William Caldwell, hail from West Covina, California. Amen. He is a man that loved the Lord. He is a teacher and preacher of God's word. We're just so honored to have him with us today. He's not able to be with us a lot, amen, but I thank God for giving him this space of time to come on and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with us today. We thank God we see Evangelist Doris on the line. Thank God for Mother Charity, Sister Leslie. God bless you, sweetheart. We just thank God for you. So with no further ado, we'd like to present our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Elder William Codwell of West Covina, California. For all you Southerners, all you Westerners, amen, amen. California is still my adopted home. It's still in my heart. So God bless you, Elder Caldwell. Love you.
Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. God bless you. I thank God for all of God's people who have tuned in. I pray that you can hear me clearly. It's a wonderful thing to share the word of God, especially here in sunny California. Praise the Lord. The message this month is on healing for our issues. God has spoken in my prayer time. God spoke to me on this message on healing for the people of God. That's healing for the people of God. And I want you to turn your Bibles. We're going to just go ahead and get started right into it. And hopefully I won't be going all over the Bible, but this message on healing, you can go all over the Bible, but we're going to, I pray that I speak to your heart here on the healing that God has for us. It's Exodus chapter number 15, Exodus chapter 15, verses 22 to 26, and I'm going to go ahead and read that. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters was made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them and said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and speak and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians."
Oh.
"From the Lord that healeth thee." And they came to Elim, where 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. That's 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters, praise the Lord. Where do the people of God find healing?
Oh.
Where do the people of God find healing? In especially in a bitter and desert place. At this present time in our life, at this present time, are you facing something only God can fix? I know I am. Only God can fix it. I'm facing something right now. I'm not going to tell you, but I am.
Come on. All right.
But if there's an issue, if there's a problem, God can fix it. If you trust him, God, only God can fix the problem. He has an answer and a solution to every problem. I don't care what it is. You give it to God, you wait on him. He will fix it. But see, our interest should not just be to know, but to do the will of God. Healing is the Greek word rapa. It's restoration back to normal. Hallelujah. Restoration back to normal. Bitter things, bitter situations, and places only God can fix and change and heal. Psalms 40 verses 2 says, he brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, making my footstool firm. Oh, bless the Lord. See, somebody is going to have their heart changed today in knowing that God has heard their request. Hallelujah. The Lord is a healer. That's where we get Jehovah Rapha from. He is a healer. See, now, see, they were just crossing. They just crossed the Red Sea. Israel, they're seeing these dead bodies on the shore. I want to bring you up to par a little bit. In chapter 14, they cross the Red Sea on dry land. They get to the other side. They see the dead bodies, the dead by the captains of Egypt. And then they start to sing this song, a happy song, of course.
Come on,
praise
now,
the Lord, a
song.
Song of deliverance.
Yes.
They start to sing a song of glory to God. He has delivered God. Look at the works of God. Praise the Lord. This is the song of Moses. You can read it right. It's right there before our text in chapter 15. And so they sing. Not only sing, they start to dance. Timbrels and they start to give God the praise. Okay. But then for something happened. You don't hear the singing anymore. You don't hear the dancing anymore because 3 days in this wilderness without water. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a problem. 3 days, it starts to make, without something, if you don't drink water, I don't care if you're not even in a desert, you're going to get dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start to feel it. And they started to murmur and complain to Moses. And so they get to this place called Myra. This place was given just for that negative reason.
Mm-hmm.
Bitter waters. They had water. Yes, they sure did, but it couldn't be drunk. It was bitter.
Mm-hmm.
So God don't want you to, but you know, see, God don't want you to stay with that weight. See, sometimes with the weight that I've had, I know God is not going to keep me here at that place I'm depending on God to answer. I know God is going to come and show himself big in my life. So he tells Moses, In verse 23, to cast this tree. Now, I saw that. I was like, look at that. Look at God. That's a powerful thing, powerful miracle.
Mm-hmm.
To take a tree and put it into bitter, a bitter place, that's something only God can do.
Mm.
Only God can take something, and he don't need no other man, nothing medical or nothing, no pills, no drugs, nothing from man, nothing that that Israel could do. Only God could do it.
Mm.
Only God can do such a thing as take a tree and put it into a muddy pool and change it to being clear, being sweet, as the word said. But I want to ask you, now see, these people murmured and complained to Moses. In our situations, can we still sing the songs of praises to God, or sing the songs of defeat, the songs of lack, the songs of despair? That's the thing. That's the work. I believe it was the Jews that came to Jesus and said, "What kind of work shall we do?" He says, "The works to believe." Believing him. See, we have to continue to trust the Lord that he can do anything.
Anything. All right.
He can do anything in our behalf. Anything that benefits us, he can do it if we act and wait on him. So are you still singing? Can you still sing the songs, the spiritual songs of deliverance? Can you still sing the spiritual songs, the hymns and praises to the Lord in a desert place?
Desert place.
This is healing for our issues, but it's in God's hands. But yes, but there's a condition. There's something that you have to do. You have to continue to stay in God's presence, in the Lord, knowing that he will do it. See, what's coming out of your mouth, what's coming out of your heart, can you still trust him? Trust in the Lord. Can you still trust him? So he says in verse 25, and he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him that tree, which when he had cast into the waters was made sweet.
Sweet.
And there he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them.
All right.
My God. Moses calls to God right there for Israel. See, sometimes you leaders and ministers don't call someone else.
Mm,
you have to call to God. Call to God.
Mm.
God has the answer. God has the answers to all your questions. Yes, when the children are looking to you for food, when you have something, you're a leader in your job. It behooves you to call unto the Lord, because the Lord has the answer for you. So then he says to Moses, cast what you have. And you see that in other places. He hasn't changed. He still says, what do you have? And he casts that in. And this is, God uses a natural tree and heals. Some see this, as the crucifixion, as the tree that heals. some see that this is where we see in Isaiah 54, for by his stripes you are healed. Now, he heals in the body. So bless the Lord. He is there in us. Christ is there in us, and he's helping in all our situations, because we're built now, he says, on better promises. This is God's statue, and for their healing, if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord, then he said to the new generation in Deuteronomy 11, then he set before them blessing and cursing. This is that order that you, this is that condition that you hearken and listen to the voice of the Lord. Amazing thing here. Now he gives this order to Moses and this blessing. He turns the water into being clear here. And he leaves the place of Marah. And now they're headed off. They were blessed at this place, but then that's not the place where they're told that they're going to a place of milk and honey. They're going to a better place. They're going to Canaan. So they're walking through the wilderness now, and then they get to a place that God blesses their socks off. God blesses them. 12 wells. 12 wells and 70 palm trees. Situations that only God can do it. Only God can bring you out and set your feet in a wide place. Set your feet on a solid rock. Psalms 107 says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord." It says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Let's look at that. He says, "Oh, give thanks." This is Psalms 107, verse 1 and 2. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the adversary." In verse 4, he says, "They wandered in the wilderness in a desert region. They did not away to an inhabitant city. They were hungry, thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distress. He led them also by a straight way to go to an inhabited city. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. For he has satisfied the thirsty soul and the hungry soul. He has filled with what is good." Let's drop down to 33, verse 33, 107:33. "He changed rivers into a wilderness, and springs of water into a thirsty ground, a fruitful land, a salt waste, because of the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He changes a wilderness into a pool of water and a dry land into springs of water. And there he makes the hungry to dwell, and that they may establish an inhabitant city. And sow fields and plant vineyards and gather a fruitful harvest. Praise the Lord. Also, he blesses them and they multiply greatly. And he does not let their cattle decease. Oh, God is good. God is good. And he will bless us. We trust in him. And there's so many testimonies of what God can do, that he has, I've heard countless testimonies. I see countless things of how God's people give their lives to them, and how God has sustained us, kept us, delivered us, healed us. Praise the Lord. And he still is the same God today and forevermore. If we call on him, he's good. He is good. Oh, bless the Lord. I just want to bless him. I just want to bless him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just want to give God the praise and just bless him. Just bless him, saints. You got to bless him. Hallelujah. He's good. And in a place he shows himself big in a place that we can't explain it. We look back on it. We say, how did he do it? That's all we can say is how. I don't know how he did it, but he did. He does it. Hallelujah. But sometimes men and women of God, you might have questions about your ministry, about where are we going now. I might have a word here. Praise God. The Spirit of God should have a word here.
Come on.
Speaks to us.
Hallelujah.
Why does it take so long then? Why does it take so long? Well, 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promises. Oh, I just want to give God the glory and praise. He's not slow. He's right on time. Sometimes I look back and I say, wow, he's right on time. If it was my time, I would have messed things up, whether physically or mentally or financially. I would have messed it up. But God's right on time to where everything is balanced. Oh, everything is balanced. That is probably a light-sided equation or definition of what God has done in my life, but or your life. But he makes it balanced. It fits like a glove. It's where God has you. There's still so much more trust, and then so we go through those things. He said, but he's not slow. He's not slack in what he can do for you and what he does for us. Glory to God. Why? Here's another one. Why did my situation take so long? Why did I have to go through the wilderness? And so they went
Jesus.
The wilderness of sin. That's not because of their sin. It's just that's the name of the place. It's the wilderness of sin. But because, it says, because he had to prove, chastise, rebuke, and correct his son. Hebrews 12:6 says, for whom the Lord loves chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. He says in verse 7, if ye endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what is he whom the Father chastens not. Well, he loves you. They're able to see there's something wrong. Yes, we're saved, we're delivered, but there's some things that only God knows, the heart. And so he's working on our heart. He's working in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's working at it in our heart. And sometimes it bends and sometimes it stretches. But God knows. God knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. He has it under control. But see, like I said, there's something that we have to do. We have to give him the glory. We have to give him the praise. Don't go through this and be bitter. Don't go through it and saying be like the children of Israel. Murmur and complain. They murmur and complain basically to the church. Don't murmur and say, we go through stuff and we say, oh man, I don't want to go. I don't want to be, not tonight, not today. No, I'll sit back and watch the football game. No, don't be bitter. Don't be bitter. Go. Go with God's people. Love on God's people. Trust the Lord. And love God's people. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I hope I'm helping. I hope I'm blessing the Lord your heart and blessing.
Mm.
I have one
Thank
more.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Why is it taking so long? Why is it taking so long? Why is my ministry, why is it learning? Why is it so much to know? Why is it so much? Why is it, do I have to wait on this step and that step, and then there's another step? Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. For you.
Mm-hmm.
Not to harm you. Oh, give your life to God. Keep giving your life to God. Keep putting it in God's hands. Hallelujah. Because he is a God of love. He is a God that cares for you. He says to cast all your care upon him because he cares for you. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. David said it like this. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not of his benefits, who forgives all thy iniquities and heals all your diseases. It's a benefit. Hallelujah. It's a benefit to trust in the Lord because he has benefits. When just trust him. Listen to him. Listen to his word. Keep staying in prayer. Keep staying with the Lord. Keep trusting him. See, I'm still in training. But I know as he has brought me, I thank God I'm not what I used to be. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm not what I used to be. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus and growing in sanctification. I'm just growing. I'm growing and trusting in the Lord in Christ and still finding out who I am in Christ. David gives us five things. He gives us five things of the benefits. Who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with love and kindness. And if you don't know where I'm reading from, this is 103.
Jesus.
103, of course. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, this is another lesson. If you, praise God, but I wanted to reveal this to you in this lesson and give this to you that David is
celebrating God in praises to himself. And I believe it's all right to talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Just make sure those, if there's, you got the questions are, the questions that you have are answered by God.
Come on now.
Praise the Lord. So, God is able to heal your soul. He's able to heal your mind, your body, your soul. And David is looking back over his life and thinking, I've done this myself, and he's thinking how wonderful God has been to him. I've done this from time to time. And when I think of all the things he has done for me, I can't help but to praise him. I can't help to say, I'm not going to sit back and be foolish and say, oh, whatever, you know, just a blank space. Mm. I got to glory to God. Praise the Lord. God has been so good. And sometimes I might miss it. I might walk a few steps and said, didn't say anything. Sometimes, you know, you're by yourself and you might have a sandwich and you forget to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look back and, oh, man, I didn't praise the Lord. Thank you for that. And the sandwich is gone. But rearing our hearts, straightening our hearts, aiming us to always seek him, always putting him before us. And that's what he's doing. Always having a heart that knowing that God is right there. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is there. And that's what David is doing. He's saying God is right. He's always been there. Praise the Lord. I don't know where he might have been. He might have been in his palace or out on the field or whatever, wherever he was when he sat down and pondered this. But God has always been there, and he's been there with charity. He's been there with love. He's been there giving and blessing and changing things and hard situations and blessing our soul. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God.
Thank
the Lord.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So David had these five things in his life that God did for him that he could not do for himself.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do for himself. You can't do these for yourself. And if he was to ever forget these things, these five things, he would be lost. He got to remember that, what God has done. He says, we have forgiveness of sin in verse 3. Scripture says, blessed are those whose sins are covered. We
mm-hmm.
are blessed and at rest knowing our sins are forgiven. That is, I'm still in Psalms 103. Let's see that. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I pray this is definitely a blessing to the hearing.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. And forget not his benefits. These are benefits. One, he forgives sin.
He heals all our diseases. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Praise the Lord. So we have healing. And all, he says, all our diseases are healed. We have redemption from destruction. And now we have eternal life from destruction. We have where it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We are loved by God with charity and grace and mercy. We're redeemed with his grace and his mercy. We are loved by God, he says in John 3:1, beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. And then we have restoration in verse 5. We have restoration in Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They should mount up with wings as eagles. They should run, not be weary, and they should walk.
Oh, yeah.
And not faint. We have restoration. We're able. These are benefits of the Lord as we as he lives and moves. As he lives and moves in us and breathes in us, we experience the wonderful miracles of Lord in our, and even in our bodies. It's amazing as you just trust the Lord what he could do. He saves, he delivers, he's always with us. He never leaves us and he never forsakes us. Praise God. This is healing for the people of God. Healing for the people of God. We look to God. That is where our healing comes from. It comes from the Lord. We have healing when two or three come together and trust in the Lord. We have healing from the elders. He says we come and pray and lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. We have healing in prayer. No, we have healing in God. He says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. So with that, we trust the Lord. We rest in the Lord. We depend upon the Lord. We know that we got to know that the Lord is a God of action, a God of not only a man of war, but a man not just a man of war, but he's not a man that he should lie, and he is a God that heals. He's a God that heals. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
God is with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Oh, glory.
That wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name of Jesus. I know.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. Oh, power in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord, glory to God, glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, God.
Ah, Jesus.
Open your heart. How you doing?
Hallelujah. Healing. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I pray that you was blessed. I pray my prayer lift up the body of Christ, lift up the people of God, that he restores you. I don't know if you're in a situation that needs to be healed. There's healing in togetherness. There's healing in the power of in the church, and we don't separate yourself. Don't forsake yourself with the assembly. Don't forsake yourself with being together in the group meetings and the church meetings.
Come together.
Love on God. Put in your heart to just love on God. I don't care how they glory. Hallelujah. Just bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because we got to love each other.
Right.
How can you say to God if you don't love your brother? Lord. So you got to love your brother.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Healing for all issues. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. Everything ain't a jumping and shouting. Ah, glory. But as he said, the children of Israel, they begin to dance. They begin to sing a song of triumph when they saw, hallelujah, thousands on me. Drown in that Red Sea.
Do you know?
That's when you were able to shout. Huh? The psalmist said, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Hallelujah. That was beautiful. Even when God told the children of Israel to walk around Jericho, he said seven times. Hallelujah.
Right.
He said on that seventh time. On that
the walls gonna come.
He said, "I want y'all to shout, because guess what? The victory is yours." He said, "The walls gonna come down."
All right.
Hallelujah. You know, Jesus. Hallelujah. Once you know that God is in it, amen, you can start praising God for the victory before you even see it. You can taste, glory to God. I was sharing with Minister Aaron Singleton last night. You know, you can taste victory. Victory have a taste. Faith have a taste. When you move on what God has said, amen, you can taste that victory, Ella Williams.
Hallelujah.
God said, the children asked Moses as he read that passage of scripture, what are we going to drink? The waters was bitter. But guess what? God had already prepared Moses because he gave him a rod. And he said, all you got to do is cast that rod and it'll be whatever you want it to be. God turned that bitter water into sweet water. Ella Williams just read. Lord have mercy. Sometimes we got to revisit these Old Testament scriptures. Yes, we know we were under the law. Hallelujah. But when Jesus Christ came in, he brought in a new dispensation. He brought in the dispensation of grace. Hallelujah. But the Old Testament, it was written for our learning. If we didn't have the Old Testament, we could not even exercise our faith, Elder Williams.
Hallelujah.
Those people exercised their faith. And that's the only way we can get healed. Healing, hallelujah, comes by activating and exercising and applying your faith. Oh,
yes.
God, I bless you today. Hallelujah. I know the children of Israelites had to be very, very fearful. Hallelujah, because God told them he was going to bring them out. One thing I love about God, Ella Williams, you done taught this lesson today, and I'm going to leave it alone. I'm just thinking on my testimony. Hallelujah. And even when they began to Moses, he told Moses, stretch out your rod. Hallelujah. He said, the water's going to congeal. Amen. I know them children, those people probably said, what is wrong with this crazy man? Ah, can you imagine God speaking to you today in 2014 and telling you, Mother Charity, I'm going to part a Red Sea for you? I lived in California. Hallelujah. And Sister Donna lives in Los Angeles. Amen. And I know she done been in the Bay Area. And you know, it's a frightening thing when you go over that Bay Bridge, because you got traffic up on top going one way, Elder Cardwell, and then you got the traffic on the bottom going another way. If there ever was a catastrophe, just imagine how many lives would be lost. That's the Pacific Ocean out there. Can you imagine standing at the Bay Bridge? Hallelujah. And you're trying to see on the other side to see where San Francisco is. And you said, and the Lord told you to stand there. And he said, I'm going to part this sea for you today. How many is going to believe God? That's impossible. We would be saying, oh, no, something is wrong with you. Who are you? You're not that important that God is just going to open up this sea for you. But, baby, if you know the voice of God, if God spoke it, he will perform it. He will perform it. But even after they came out, they begin to murmur. Now, you just witnessed. You just saw a miracle happen. You just seen the waters congeal on both sides. And the Lord allow you to walk across dry land through the Red Sea, and he killed all your enemies. Then when you cross over, you're going to tell a leader, you're going to tell a man of God who trusted God, who acted on faith, you're going to ask him what you're going to drink. Hallelujah. You could have been drowned in the sea with Pharaoh and his whole army.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I bless you today. But look what God still wasn't through. Because one thing about God, I don't care if you're never faithful to God, he'll always be faithful to you. Because that's his nature. That's one of his attributes. Hallelujah. And he can't change because he's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the same. He don't change. See, people are fickle. They're up today and down tomorrow. All but one thing about God. God is faithful, as the man of God have taught us today. He said God is faithful. Hallelujah. He'll never renege on any of his promises. That's why I serve him, because I haven't found nobody like him, Minister Cardwell. I haven't found nobody as faithful as God. Hallelujah. People will make promises to you, and they'll tell you, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Oh, I'm praying for you. I'm going to be with you. Oh, honey, but when trouble come, hallelujah, and you can't meet your mortgage. You can't pay your car note. Amen. Your children don't have food on the table. Hallelujah. You can't even pay your utilities. Yeah, they threaten to cut off your water and your lights, and where are all those folks that told you I'm gonna be here? Oh God, let me tell you, when my daughter was murdered in New Orleans 15 years ago, she left 4 children. You know, no more Saya, no more CJ. And I was already raising a niece. Hallelujah. And I went through that funeral. Hallelujah, Mother Charity. And I was in a state of numbness. I saw the people, but my mind wasn't there. Hallelujah. But I remember folks coming up and telling me, oh, we going to be here for you. We going to do this. We going to do that. Oh, but let me tell you, when the dust settled, Elder William, glory to God, I didn't have nobody to call on but Jesus. Nobody was there but Jesus. Hallelujah. I didn't have no nowhere to go. I wasn't able to go and take a retreat. I wasn't able to go on a sabbatical. Hallelujah. I had five children that was looking to me for guidance, that was looking for me to be their provider, that was looking for me to take care of and put a roof over their head. I didn't have no time to retreat. I had to move forward. I didn't have no time to recall all of these folks and talking about what they're going to do. Oh, when the dust settles, the only one I could call on is Jesus. Oh, yes, I was able to call my mother sometime. I was able to call on one of my brothers, one of my brothers out of five brothers. Only one of them I was able to call on. I don't know nobody that was consistent and faithful like Jesus. My mother was consistent, but she wasn't as faithful as Jesus. Yeah, you're the Messiah. Oh, that lesson has stirred me up today, Ella. Oh, Ella Williams, you did something to me today. Hallelujah. We got to go back and revisit these things. Sometimes when the Lord begin to bless us in the natural, and he begin to bless us with all these material things, we forget about our Red Sea experience. We forget about when that water was bitter and God turned our situations. He'll take the bitter and he'll make it sweet. Oh, you done taught this thing today. Yeah, I'm just testifying a little bit today. Day. Hallelujah, because we're talking about healing for our issues. Hey, if I would have let that stuff bother me and affected me, Ella Williams is nowhere in the world. I could have gotten four girls to graduate from high school. It's nowhere in the world. I could have took that two-year-old baby boy, and now he's almost 18. If I would have depended on folks and not God, I would have drowned with all of these children. But I'm telling you today, you can put your trust in God, for he is a healer. He is a deliverer.
Yes,
he is a provider. He is a way maker. He is the bridge. He will be your Red Sea. Higher than Messiah. He will be your sweet water. Oh, I bless him today.
Bless
the Lord. That word stirred me up today. Amen. Sometimes we forget what God has done for us. Sister Donna, sometimes we want to give other folks some glory. But Elder Caldwell, the Lord said, nobody, no man gets my glory. He said, ain't no man going to get glory for this Moses. Hey, even the people tried to make Moses out of God. And the Lord, when he died, the Lord said, I'm not going to let y'all bury him. You won't find him. Hallelujah, because y'all are making him a God. But God said, I'm going to take care of Moses. And nobody know today where Moses is buried, because the people would have made Moses out of God. Hallelujah. Some things that come upon us, it ain't always the enemy. It ain't always the adversary. Some things the Lord allowed to come upon us for us to change, for us to give him some praise for what he is doing. God is the healer, not man. Uncle Winston got the gift of healing. He's not healing the people. God gave him a gift, and he believed that when he lay hands on the people, healing virtue is going to flow from his hands. They're flowing from his hands, but God is the one doing the healing. He's just a vessel. We are vessels, people of God. That's used to deliver God's word. That's used to bring hope to a dying world. That's used to let somebody know that, guess what, any Red Sea experiences they're having, it ain't going to be always. God ain't going to bring them out. But like Ella Williams told us today, we have to trust God. Yeah. We have to do what the Lord has instructed us to do. Everybody don't know how God is dealing with you, Ella Williams. They don't know what when you open up, you say, I'm going through something now that can't nobody do anything about it but God. Did not you say that?
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
We don't have to know what it is, but all you need to know is all you need to do is trust and know that God is the one that's going to perform the miracle. He's the one that's going to open up that Red Sea. He's the one that's going to allow you to cross over on dry ground. He's the one that's going to take that bitter water and make it sweet.
Yes.
That was a word. That was a word there today. I don't know if y'all got it. I got mine. Hey, you know my fire. Woo, Jesus. That was a word today. That was a word today. And we don't have a lot of callers on the line today, but I encourage you, those that may be listening, go back in this archive to take this word today. This was an on-time word. Healing for our issues. How many want to be healed? See, some folks, Ella Caldwell, in my experience, I'm not as old as mother. I'm not a mother in Zion yet. Hallelujah. But 60 years of living qualifies me to tell you about some of my experience. 60 years of living qualified me to tell you that, guess what? The same God that brought me out, He's the same God that can do the same thing. The same God that healed me. Hiya, don't know Messiah. He's still in the healing business. He's still in the healing business. He hasn't lost none of his virtue. He hasn't lost none of his power. He hasn't lost none of his sovereignness. Ah, he's a sovereign God. Hallelujah. Ooh, that was a word today, God. Y'all. Ooh, y'all don't know. You don't know. Hezekiah Walker sing a song saying, you don't know my story. Hallelujah. I'm even today. I've been here in New Orleans a month now. And I still don't know everything that God has in my future. I'm still finding my way. I'm like I'm in a strange land. Yes, this is the home of my birth. This is where I was born. But it's like, Sister Donna, it's like I'm in a foreign land. Okay? And when I hear the people talking, that New Orleans has its own culture. When I hear them talking, I said, Lord, did I sound like that when I left New Orleans? I still have an accent. You all hear my accent, mother. But when I hear them every day here, and you know that dialogue, the dialect, the accent, I'm like, Lord, did I really sound like that? I'm saying some of the things they say is awful, Ella Williams. I'm like, Lord, help me. And I ain't questioning God. I'm not questioning God because I see that there's a great work that needs to be done here. Yeah. But I'm asking the Lord, I'm saying, Lord, you told me to come to this place just like he told Moses to bring the children of Israel. He told Pharaoh to let these people go. I'm saying, Lord, you told me to come back to this place.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around and I'm saying, for what? But then I'll see a soul, mother.
Yeah.
I'll see one of my nieces, one of my nephews. My niece yesterday, and we don't have but a few people on the line, so we enjoying Jesus today. One of my nieces, she's an entrepreneur here in New Orleans, very educated young woman, you know. And she and I was talking, and I looked at her. I said, you just don't look too hot today. She said, well, Auntie, I got a hangover. I said, hangover from what? She said, Auntie, you have to have balance. I said, wait. Balance on what? Balance to do what? Balance to go consume alcohol? I don't need that kind of balance. And then she shared with me. She said, yeah, well, I was a little tipsy. Now, she's supposed to be going on in the ministry. Ella Caldwell,
Lord.
I said, what? And so she said, yeah, well, I got a little hangover from last night, which was Saturday night. I said, well, what were you hanging on? Well, I had a few, drinks. Okay? A few drinks. And then she revealed to me that she drove her car doing 160.
Oh!
I say, girl, you blessed that we're not reading about you in the news today, hearing you on the television today. I say, that's ignorance.
Yes.
And I wouldn't sit up under nobody that's going to tell me I need balance by balance how? To consume alcohol? The Bible says a little wine for the stomach's sake. Your stomach is nauseated or something, and you have been given a prescription or something. Yeah, but just to go and consume it? Your girlfriends having a little fun. And then she tell me, she say, well, Auntie, you know, you're a little extreme. You extreme. I said, what? Well,
yeah,
guess what? Call me extreme, but I'm going to preserve my life. Yeah, Jesus, I'm not going out of here before my time. You could have left here consumed with some alcohol, and you sitting up under somebody talking about balance. Balance or what? You better balance these scriptures.
Yeah.
You better balance and build your hope up on something eternal. Jesus. So
amen.
There's a need. I don't know everything that God is going to do for me while I'm in this city. But I just believe that I'm going to be able to impact some souls. I believe that some of my family members and friends and neighbors and some folks that I went to school with and grew up with, I see them coming in, Mother.
Praise
I see a harvest of souls right here in this city. Great harvest of souls being delivered and set free. I see healing for this city. I see healing for the surrounding cities. I see it. And I'm not going to let nobody deter me or distract me from or cause me to doubt that God sent me back to this place. Oh, yes, he did.
All right. Well,
God sent me back. And if I don't ever get a team, the Bible said one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight. So
hallelujah.
I'm asking the Lord for one person, one more faithful person. Hallelujah. And we're going to get the job done. Hey, glory to God. Let me go to Mother. Glory. I bless you today, Jesus. Then we go on to Minister Aaron and Prophetess Darlene, and I see Sister Donna on the line. Thank God for my sister Dawn that's in Texas. Amen. Maybe she'll come back and help me. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. Go on, Mother Charity. This was a good word today. Thank you, Elder William Codwell, we appreciate you sacrificing and coming and teach us this word today. I needed it. I don't know about anybody else. I can only testify for myself. Mother, glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I certainly did enjoy the Minister Williams today.
Praise
the Lord.
God.
Amen. He just took his time. And I tell you the truth, he knowed how to stir up our pure minds. Right, amen. It wasn't nothing new. Hallelujah. But sometimes we need our minds stirred up in remembrance of things.
Amen.
We know, amen, that our God, he doesn't change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's still performing miracles.
Amen.
He's still answering our prayers today. We can still depend upon him. Glory to God. Amen. And the man of God, he just brought it all out so beautiful, reminding us about what our great God can do. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just thank him, amen, for those words of life today. Hallelujah. I thank him for coming on. Amen. I love that good teaching. Like that, praise God. And may God continue to bless and strengthen him. Amen. In Jesus' name, you all pray for us.
Amen.
Amen, Mother. Thank you, Mother. Mother is so faithful. I tell you, Mother, I pray that God allow me to live, and I would remain as faithful and committed a woman of God as you have been. You are a great encourager for all us young women on this line and all over the nation, even in your home and in your church. You're still praying and fasting and interceding for people. You know, you have to have the love of God to do that, Mother.
Yes,
so
Lord.
So we love you and appreciate you.
Yes.
Amen. God. Minister Aaron, God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everything he was talking about was basically about I was saying yesterday what you was telling me, encouraging me too yesterday, but everything he was saying, God put me on a fast. I done gained a little weight, and the Lord told me to go on this fast to pray for the blessing he's about to give him. But I had to go through some things that he's been dealing with me with. But with Williams, I could want to call him Pastor Williams because he was talking like a pastor.
All right, you calling him what he is.
And,
hallelujah.
You don't never know what God, but what you were saying for your healing, you're right. God has to take you through some things for your healing, for your life, that you have to go through it.
Yeah.
But God, what you was talking about today, God was dealing with me. I wasn't walking. The Lord was dealing with me to praise him, start lifting his name and crying out to him, praising him. I was talking to him, thanking him for what he done for my life, thanking him for my healing in my body, thanking him for everything ahead of time. I was thanking him for the blessings about to come. I was sitting in his room, everything he was preaching and teaching about. God was dealing with me with that today, had me to go on to praying fast. To thinking about everything. He had me going to praying fast to thinking about everything he done for me in my life. I just start thinking him. What the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. And like my cousin Agent was talking about, and what you saying the same thing, sometimes it don't be the devil, be God allowing you to go through these tests. He know your heart. He know what you can bear and what you can't bear. Because in our heart, we be thinking, no, I can't take it. I can't take it. I'm done. Want to throw in the towel, but God knows you.
Yes.
He allows some things to happen. He ain't going to allow stuff to happen. He ain't going to let the devil tear you up like he did Joe. He said, don't take his life. He said, but if you take the edge off of him, he'll curse you to your face.
Mm.
God allowed some things to happen, but he didn't curse him to his face. His wife did, because he said, you sound like a foolish person. His wife was trying to get on him to curse God, but because what God took him through. But he knew his heart. He knew Joe's heart. He knew Joe can handle certain things. So God know our heart. We can handle what we can't handle because we got to show love. Love breaks everything. And everything he was talking about, it got to me. I said, oh, my God, I'm up in the background. You didn't know, but I was up there like, Lord, preach, teach it. You was telling it like it is. Then you got to sing mellow songs in front of your enemies. Don't matter. You got to sing songs, praise God in the midst of the healing. Because God is trying to get you ready. It ain't like he ain't forgotten you because he blessed other folks. He ain't forgotten you, but what's happening, he wants you to know, can you handle it when I bless you? We talk about we can handle it, but can we really handle the blessings that God can do for your life? So I'm just saying, you did a powerful thing. What you were speaking today, it was right to me. That message was right to me. I don't know about everybody else, but today it was right to me. And I was fasting and praying. And then, oh, my God. Then yours, what you were talking about, you was going through aging with, oh, my God. You ain't the only one. Oh, my God, I had a praise. I started lifting him up. And then when you was teaching, Elder, you was teaching about, you said I got to praise him right now. That's what God was telling me in the fast. I was walking, and the Lord said, you got to praise him. I started praising him. Thank you, Jesus. Folks was looking at me. I didn't care. I said, you don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through to get where I am now. Then before I let you go, I said, Lord had me about a good month ago to walk around this house 7 times for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know why. I'm creating faith. I'm trusting
creating
in God.
Faith. I
said,
like
Lord,
that.
let me going around. I'm trusting in
creating
God.
Creating faith.
He's telling me, you ain't have nothing but me. But I want to give you some of my blessings. That's what God's showing me. I'm going to create the faith in you to walk around. Yeah, they looking at you like you crazy, but that's all right.
Yeah.
You know and I know. Walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh. When you walk by the flesh, you're going to let folks mess with you. But in the Spirit, you be quiet. And when I walked around there 3 times for 3 days, and I said, Lord, why? God's showing me things. because things is about to happen, but you got to get ready. So what you said about losing weight, yes, you're right. God's showing me to get my workout, get it on so you can handle it when it comes to pass. And it's coming to pass. And I love y'all.
Lord,
y'all pray
mercy
for me that I go strong in the Lord in these last and evil days. But I'm going to praise him all the way till he bless me. Like you were saying, you got to pray. Like the people walking around that building. Remember they walked around in the Bible day? They walked around and they said, scream out with a loud voice on the seventh
come
one.
Come on.
The sixth one, they walked the seventh time, they screamed out with the trumpets and everything. Unto the Lord. That's what God wants us to do. Scream out and praise him before it even happens.
Out of the mouth of two.
You ain't seen nothing,
come on.
Adrian. You ain't seen nothing down in New Orleans. God is about to bring an army for you for the crusade. You don't even know.
Yeah.
Right.
You thinking it's the way you setting it up, you don't know God is about to bring an army and folks
all
listen
right,
on
Lord,
line.
I bless you
the
for
army
that
is
army
coming.
And
I love you.
All right.
Keep
well, God bless you. I'm looking for that army. Cobb said, there's an army rising up.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
It's
Sister Donna, God bless you. Woo, glory.
Thank you,
Sister Donna. All right, Prophetess Darlene. God bless you. Amen. Everybody must have their phones on mute. Do I have mine on mute? Amen, amen. Sister Donna, Prophetess Darlene. If not, let me see Sister Dawn. Are you available? All right, well, the word have gone forth. And God said, my word will not go out and return unto me void. It will accomplish that which I've sent it.
Amen.
Amen. So this word was good. All I could say, I remember I was baptized on Elder Pitts preached a message in Inglewood, California, and it was the title was good. That's all I could say about this message today. It was good. So I bless the Lord for it. Hallelujah. So we thank God for Elder Caldwell coming and share this word with us today. It was a powerful lesson. Powerful.
Amen.
Powerful.
Amen. Praise
I'm going to have to go back into the archives and listen because sometimes you're trying to jot things down and you miss some little nuggets. So it's always good to go back and hear the message again in its entirety. And then that way you can absorb it some more until it get down in your spirit. And once it get in your spirit, then you're able to activate it. Amen. And then you're able to make it applicable to your life. Amen. So God bless you. We're going back to Ella Caldwell and let him have the final words and he can dismiss us with the word of prayer. We got a lineup this week. Bishop Jesse Grant will be with us on Thursday, Wednesday. Minister Billy Burns will be with us and hopefully tomorrow, Minister Peggy Jones out of Mississippi will be with us. And then Friday, we'll see how the Lord bless for the rest of the week. But we're still talking about healing for our issues. Amen. So God bless you, Ella William.
No, God bless you. I just have a couple of more things. I just wanted to bless you. You know, we forget. And I think that sometimes that could be, I mean, I don't know about you, but I can forget. I can forget things, and sometimes I forget my glasses on top of my head. I forget that where my wallet is, and I forget I have to pay a bill by Friday. And sometimes, you know, you forget.
Well, yes.
You can't forget that you're a son. Scripture that we look unto Jesus, author and perfecter, finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God,
the throne of God. But see, he drops down and he says, you have not, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind, and you can't forget that you're a son. See, that's what, they get to Eliam, the children get to Eliam, and they forget. If you notice, after God brings them to Eliam, he sets them there in a place that is awesome. You got 12 springs, 12 wells of water, 7 palm trees, and you forget the song. You forget the song. I don't see any praise. I don't see any thanks about this situation.
Jesus.
We gotta be able to thank God for the little things. Thank God for a mind of Christ. Thank God for memory.
Right.
Thank God for what he's done. Remember God. Now, we got plenty of thanking God for getting across the Red Sea and getting us out of Egypt. Not enough about this situation. See, we got to give God the glory and the praise for it all. And then we see that the heart starts to get harder. If you don't give God praise and thanks, your heart gets hardened.
I make sure that I'm
going to give God the glory and the praise. Because see what happens, you keep going on without reading the Bible, without praying, without bending your knees, without going to church, without, you know, you think James or Peter, they're saying that the Lord is slack in time. We got to give God the praise.
Yes.
We forget.
My.
Mind forget.
Right.
It will go down into our hearts and we'll grow bitter.
Yeah.
And be defiled.
Lord have mercy.
Oh my Lord. So as you give God glory and keep God before you in everything. God, just thank him for everything. Thank him for pencils.
Hallelujah.
Come on, I like that. Thank him for the pencils. Amen. That's all right.
Solomon thanked him for the ants. So you thank him for the small and the big things.
Yeah.
All right.
At least we forget. Thank him for the bread. Thank him for, just thank the Lord. Because, you know, we have so much to thank God.
So much.
Keep your hearts afresh and keep it open for the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you. God keep you. Keep trusting the Lord. I pray that Sister Adrian have me back and that I can.
Oh yes.
Again.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Body of Christ. So God keep you. God, continue to bless you. I pray that something was said to help your Christian walk.
Oh yeah.
Mhm. And God be with you until we meet again. Amen.
Praise Amen. God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. Well, we thank God for you all. We had a beautiful, beautiful time. Don't let this word fall on deaf ears. These messages are coming to help us. They're coming to strengthen us. They're coming to encourage us. They're coming to lead and guide us. And that's what the Holy Ghost is. It
that's
is a discerner. And it came to lead and guide us into all truth and all knowledge. So continue to bless the Lord. Share this gospel. Don't keep it to yourself. The word that we've heard today, share it with somebody. Call someone, Lord. Encourage them. Those that we haven't seen on the line, I saw Evangelist Doris on the line, and they haven't seen quite a few of them on the line. God, drop them in your heart. Pray for them.
Yes.
Amen. We all are going through something, and we all need healing. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this manservant, God. We thank you for the elder, the minister, the father, the husband, amen, the servant of God that have came and ministered to our hearts today. God, we asking you to bless him, even the miracle, Lord God, that he said he needed. Lord God, you know what it is.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
You know what it is today, God.
Oh,
and we asking you, Lord God, to perform it in his life. Do it for him, God. You said in your word that we have not because we ask not. You told us to ask, and it shall. We shall receive. You said to seek. Hallelujah. And we shall find. You said to knock, and the door shall be open. We asking, hallelujah, we standing in agreement on this line with every need that Elder Caldwell have. Hallelujah. We asking you to fulfill it. Amen. Open up the floodgates of heaven and pour him out blessings that he won't have room enough to receive. Bless his going out and it's coming in. Bless his wife, God. Bless his children, God. Bless his family, God. Bless his pastor, God. And as he continue to minister, amen, and as he continue to teach and preach this word all over the nation, God, let it prick people hearts. Hallelujah. Let it empower and encourage and inspire someone to know that healing, hallelujah, is there. Healing is here for us, God. All we need to do is grab a hold to your hand. Help us to hold on to your unchanging hands. Help us to have a forgiving spirit, Lord God. Help us to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Lord God, and help us, Lord God, to execute every word that's in your scripture. Hallelujah. Let this word continue to be a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. Help us to be thankful, God. Help us to be grateful, God. Help us to appreciate even the pencil, as Ella Williams said. Help us to appreciate, hallelujah, the small things. Help us to stir up our pure mind by the way of remembrance. Lord, we bless you. We thank you for everyone that's coming on this line this week, the minister, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. We're going to close out what is working. It's working for your good. Amen, amen. And we'll see you all on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Dial in early. You might miss something. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you, Sister Donna and Prophetess Darlene. I called you all, but you may have had your phones on mute. God bless.
This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor, this is my seed to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace.
for grace, for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed.
Glory.
For grace. For favor. This is my seed.
Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says. It's already getting better.
Getting better. Oh, glory. God bless. God bless. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.